101.067, the Fan. Craig Hoffman with the latest on the Redskins at 11. We will wrap up our division-by-division breakdown to the AFC in the 11 o'clock hour as well. How many wins for the Redskins this season? Where would you rank them among the rest of the NFL in a power ranking to start the season? There was a nice compilation of where they rank in a bunch of the preseason polls done by Scott Allen of the DC Sports Blog. You can check it out on the Washington Post website. So I'm just going to run through where all of the different sites had them in order of who liked the Redskins most to least. I'll just tell you that it's very rare that any of these outlets, these are websites, these are magazines and journalists who do their rankings. They don't like the Redskins very much going into this season.
Yeah. Now, this isn't the way it was a couple years ago when everyone had them 30th or 31st or 32nd. It was like, Kirk Cousins is just nothing but throw interceptions. They're going to stink and they're dumb. This is a little bit different than that, but people are not bullish, I would say.
SB Nation lists the Redskins 10th best in the NFL, second in the division. They say the Redskins have a believer in Adam Stites, who doesn't explain why he is so high on Washington, or down on the Giants, as an example. He's got them 16th and lower in the division than Washington. That's strange to me, but that's the highest the Redskins got as far as love goes and ranked in any of these top 32s. Bleacher Report has them right in the middle of the NFL, 16th best.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second best of all these sites on the Redskins, believe it or not. Third in the division. Chris Sims says he is starting to have some real concerns about the Washington Redskins offense, but not enough to rank the Redskins below the Eagles in the NFC East. So he's still got them finishing outside of the bottom of the NFC East. NFL.com, 17th out of 32 teams.
Smack in the middle.
Start of the second half of the teams. He's got third in the division on NFL.com. This is what Scott Allen writes. Not sure anyone in the football industry knows what to make of the Redskins. Elliot Harrison, who authored their piece on the Skins, says, the preseason rendering, especially versus the Ravens and Packers first teamers, was not pretty for the offense. The other side of the line is no sure deal either. The back seven carries plenty of talent. How much push will Washington get up front? Those are all fair questions. 17th in the league, third best in the division. Without spoiling it, I would say that's kind of fair to me. That's about where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Post did their own 1 through 32 ranking locally here. They've got them dead last in the NFC East and 17th out of 32 teams. A turbulent offseason included the firing of Scott McLuhan as GM, giving way to what feels like an unsettled season, given the uncertainty surrounding the future of two-time franchise-tagged quarterback Kirk Cousins. Even so, the Redskins could be good, pretty good, however, probably won't be good in the rugged NFC East. ESPN, 20th out of 32, third best in the division. CBS, 20th out of 32, dead last in the 14 division. Pete Prisco says Cousins is playing for his future, but he did not have a good preseason. Even so, expect the offense to be good again. The Ringer, 20th of 32, fourth out of four teams in the East. Best case scenario, according to Robert Mays, if Pryor and Doxson can help this team overcome the losses of Jackson and Garcon, Washington should again feature a top-tier offense. Pair that with the franchise's new blood on defense, and you have the ingredients for a significant step forward. We'll keep going here, but what are your thoughts so far as we're now down to places putting the Redskins basically 20th, 21st?
So the reasoning that people are giving is not the same reasoning that I have, because I've been on record. I think they're going 5-11. I think the bottom's going to fall out, and I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not very bullish on this season. They've got kind of the usual, you know, kind of surface tourist type criticisms. Not saying the folks at the Washington Post, but if you're national, you just kind of go, Cousins will pile up empty stats. That's it. They couldn't get a deal done. I don't think a deal or no deal, whatever, Howie Mandel style, is going to necessarily influence what's going to happen with this season. I think they, you know, have some pretty big issues, both behind the scenes and with this club. I mean, you look at the number of spots on defense. I don't think they've upgraded enough to overcome how bad they were last year. I think they're better. They're still an F. Difference between a 30 and a 55. It's still an F. I don't think it's good enough to make
you think
up for
their defense is still an F?
Yeah. I think last year was not just a, hey, oh, you got a 59, you failed. I think it was like a 30. It was
it's
embarrassingly
like
bad.
Fat level. The level gets to 20, and then you could be a 20 and 800 pounds, or you could be a 20 and 220 pounds.
Yeah, I think they're still overweight and gross and have a long way to go.
Yeah.
So I don't think they've done enough there. I don't think they'll be able to run the football. I'm concerned about Jay Gruden game management stuff, not his ability to call plays. He can do that. He's proven that. But the ability to call plays and do everything else, I think they'll struggle there. The receivers I'm concerned about. There's a number of reasons I think this is all going to go south. So my reasoning is different than the normal kind of, again, surface stuff. But I understand the lack of buzz.
Yahoo ranks him 21st, last in the division. Frank Schwab wrote the piece. He said, that was a bad preseason for the offense. Kirk Cousins struggled. Terrell Pryor didn't do much. Even rookie running back Samaje Perine, expected by many to win a starting job, wasn't very good. The offensive woes are not guaranteed to carry over the regular season, but it's not a good sign either. Sports on Earth, 21st in the NFL, 4th in the division. Sports Illustrated, 22nd, dead last in the division. 17 voters put in this poll together. Redskins' highest place vote was 11th. Their lowest place vote was 26th, which seems low. USA Today, 22nd, dead last. USA Today ranks the Redskins 3 spots below the Eagles. Sporting News, 24th of 32 teams, dead last in the division. Cousins will likely chuck for big yardage in meaningless situations, but the combined running game and defensive concerns put the Redskins into a distant 4th in the NFC East, according to Vinny Iyer. Pro Football Talk's top 32 was the lowest on the Redskins of anybody. They put the Redskins 25th, last in the East. Josh Alfer likes the additions of Allen, Zach Brown, and DJ Swearinger on defense, but said that they would be the 8th worst team in all of football. So when you start to look at some of these polls as they come in, it's clear the trend has been negative on the Redskins here lately.
Yes.
Preseason didn't go very well. If you were doing this same exercise where you had to give a snippet, or as Fred Smoot would call it,
a snippet,
on what this team is going to be, and rank them somewhere 1 through 32 and where they'll be in the division, how would you do that? And we'll take those calls next. 800-636-1067. Danny, you and I can do the same. So we need where they finish in the East, where you'd put them out of 32 generally, and why. Paragraph right up, so to speak, on why you rank them there. And we'll get your thoughts next. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Guys, Danny Ruye here for My Pals at Draft. That's right, just Draft. I have discovered it. It is so much fun. I did 3 different drafts on Draft last night right on my iPhone. It was so super simple. My wife was doing something. Kid was in bed. During basically the 7th inning stretch of a Nationals game, I did a new draft for this weekend. If you play year-long fantasy, you know the best part about year-long fantasy is the draft, right? If you play daily fantasy, you know the best part of that? That's not being tied to a team for the entire season, dealing with injuries or whatever. You play the matchups of that week. This combines both of those things. It could not be more fun. Plus, you got a great chance to win cold, hard cash. That's right. Just go in your app store, search for the Draft application, download it, get going, and you will have a blast. Trust me, if you're a fantasy guy, you will love this. And right now, use my promo code. That's 1067Danny, 1067Danny, and here's what you get. With your first deposit, use my promo code, and you get a real money game for free just using that promo code, your first deposit, right? So you make your deposit, then you get a free play with 1067Danny. Give it a try, or on your computer, go to playdraft.com. I'm telling you, once you get in, you'll be hooked.